Okay, with Siyata Deshmaya, we're going to be continuing our Shiram in Yesaidis Pnimis HaKabbalah. It's been a little bit of time because of Yantif, but we're continuing in Perek Gimel. We're going through the Pnimis of the Sviris B'derech HaVayda. We're discussing how a person is supposed to react and how a person is supposed to and capable of going ahead and interacting with the Olamos HaElyon in order to go ahead and to bring about a certain level, a certain Ha'ara in a person's life, in Klal Yisrael, in the world as a whole, and how a person is supposed to react to those various manim, those times throughout the week, those times throughout the year, the koyach of each one of the spheres as their mashpia down to us, how we're supposed to react, and how we're also not only do we react, we're also able to go ahead and be ma'irer, as the Svarim talk a lot about the concept of the Sirusa de Lesata, to be able to be ma'irer, melesata, the Indian of the Saris Laila, as we spoke about, for example, in the Mid of Chesed, when a person goes ahead and a person does chesed with other people, he's ma'ur klapi mala, kaviyachal, this midah of chesed to then shine down into him, into all Klal Yisrael. And that's what we're learning about how to interact with the various sviris, the various hashpois, the various ha'oris that come into this world and are capable of also going ahead and being ma'ur lamala, those as well. And we discussed already chachma, bina, das, chesed, gvura. And now, Amir Tzashem, up to Tiferes. And then Tiferes is a bit of a long one. Probably take us the whole shir. And then Netzach HaYisayid, a little bit shorter. And then Amir Tzashem will continue from after the Sfirus, the next parak, which will go into the part two from. So let's begin with Tiferes. And we're on page Tzadi Zayin by Oisiyot. Sfirus at Tiferes, as we spoke about in the previous parak, we spoke about what Tiferes is. Tiferes is the bridge. Tiferes is the thing that goes ahead and bridges together and joins together the world of Chesed and Gevurah. V'himem mitzaz bin koyach hashpa v'nesina. It goes out on the one hand, creates a happy medium between the koyach of the hashpa and the sina, which obviously is rooted in the place of Gevurah. Then koyach tzimtzum, between that and the koyach of tzimtzum, which is obviously rooted in the place of Gevurah. V'himem shalevis hashneim. It goes out and makes a shiluv. It goes out and makes a unification of these two. V'yitzeres there dover mefu'er umana. It goes out and creates something beautiful. Tiferes, Miloshim, Tiferes, a pe'er, something beauty, a splendor, creates a splendor of going ahead and merging together two different colors. As we mentioned in the previous parak, when we spoke about what Tiferes is, Tiferes is a blend, and the blend is the most beautiful thing. Color is not, painting is not beautiful when it's all one color. A painting is beautiful when it's a mix of multiple colors blending together in a beautiful way. And therefore, the koyach of Tiferes is a pe'er. It's the beauty of the mixing together of the world of Chesed and Gevurah. Menukah Tiferes, Miloshim, Mefur, ki pe'er inyan shiluv, shekam edvarim yachad. Pe'er means the ability to be miyachid, many things together, she'yotzim davar mefur, which together all of them interact with each other, they all give space for each other, and we're able to go ahead and create a beautiful painting, a beautiful tapestry, which is the world of Tiferes. V'kach yimidas ha'Tiferes, she'mishalevis ugremesh ha'ashpa ti'ba'ifim mefur, that the ashpa that comes milamala, lamata, comes down in a way which is mefur, in a way which is beautiful, in a way which is a yichud of the world of Chesed and Gevurah. Gam Tiferes, lashon esparos, it's a lashon of pride. It also means the pride that in this situation, in this example that we're talking about, the pride that the Rabban Shem takes in Am Yisrael, that Yisrael Asher V'cha Espo'er, the Rabban Shem takes pride in Klal Yisrael, the pride that the Rabban Shem has, Mashpia has, in the one that he's going ahead and being Mashpia too, and in the way that he's being Mashpia, because when the Ashpa is coming down in the proper way, in the mix, the proper healthy balance of the world of Chesed and Gevurah, Margish Tovim Zeh, then the Mashpia Kaviyachal feels a certain sense of Shleimus in the world of Chesed and Gevurah, in the Ashpa that's coming down, and Memela, the Mashpia is able to go ahead and have this Indian of Pe'er, but the Rabbanu Shalom Kaviyachal, there's a Pe'er, there's a certain pleasure that the Rabbanu Shalom takes, Kaviyachal, in going ahead and being mashpia down that perfect balance of the world in Chesed Gevurah. Is that garim loy mamshich lashpia sedavar karoi to go ahead and be mamshich the hashpa in the proper way. L'chein avoyda b'sviru zu mitzideinu. So that's all mitzad mashpia, which we spoke about in the previous parak. What is the avoyda mitzideinu lisnaheg v'mitzua nochen, to go ahead and to live life with a proper balance. But in a way that we're able to bring pe'er to the Rabbanu Shalom, in a way that we're able to live in a way that is the proper balance of the world of Chesed and Gevurah. To be proud of the fact that every Yid is capable of being a Merkava to the Or of Hashem Yisbarach. Yargish Shekola Or Sheyeshlev. Kol Atzlocha Sheboloi. Akolza Or Hashem Yisbarach. For a person to be able to go ahead and to be able to take pride in the fact that he's capable of going ahead and being a merkava, a chariot for the light of the Rabbanu Shalom, and a person is able to go ahead and take pe'er with the knowledge of the fact that everything that he has, all the koyches that he has, are oiris that are coming down from the Rabbanu Shalom. As we'll talk about when we talk about in Darkei Avodah, what Pe'er means, the negative side of Pe'er could mean when a person goes in and becomes a Bal Gaiva, that's Pe'er, that's pride that a person takes in himself in a negative way. proper pe'er is when a person understands that I can take pride in the fact that I am a recover for the Rabbanu Shalom, and everything I have is just from the Rabbanu Shalom, and all the covet I get is really the Rabbanu Shalom's covet, and a person is able to go ahead and channel all of the covet that a person has for the Rabbanu Shalom. And Mamela, this is the koyach of what Tferes is, and this is what it means, is the avoid of Tferes. But the oimek of the avoid, the real oimek of the avoid of Tferes, is the midah of dveikus, to be able to go ahead and have dveikus, to be able to have an attachment to the Rabbanu Shalom, which is a mitzvah in the Torah, to go ahead and be ubois davik, to go ahead and be davik to the Rabbanu Shalom. This avoid of a person being davik to the Rabbanu Shalom is the avoida, the real avoida pnimi of the Indian of dveikus. V'nevar be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, as a kesher ben tferes, l'dveikus become upon him. So we have to understand what the kesher is. If chesed means hashpah, chesed means to give, gvura means the ability to restrain oneself, the ability to be able to hold back, gvura means yiras Hashem, tferes means dveikus. How does tferes, how does this yichud between the world of chesed and gvura, how does that translate as the world of dveikus? So Aleph, so he's going to give us a few things, then Amir Tzashem will go down on the bottom to an important beer and ha'ara, and Amir Tzashem, if we have time, we'll go to Darkei Avoida as well. All of these are getting important parts of the world of tferes. So he explains that Aleph, hinei dveikus hu kesher v'chibur im tam v'hano. What does dveikus mean? Dveikus means a kesher and a chibur, a connection with a tam, with a taste, and ana, and a certain pleasure. Sha'adam eschaber ima yizbarach, that a person goes out and attaches himself to the Rabbanu Shalom, the chayshav elav yizbarach, and thinks about the Rabbanu Shalom, umargash oise b'liba, and feels the existence of the Rabbanu Shalom, and the fact that the Rabbanu Shalom is machaya, the whole world at every moment feels that in a proper way, ba'ofen sheyesh lei hana, v'chiyas v'tainik me'akesh v'chibur, in a way that he goes ahead and has a na, enjoyment, he has tainig from the kesher and the chibur that he has with the Rabbanu Shalom. Ulekach agoshes advekus comes from the tefillas at tferes. Ki dafka al yidei she'adam margish, she'davar mesuyim u'mefor u'vetoiv, zeh mechaber u'medabak oisul ledavar hazeh, because a person is able to go ahead and be margish, the fact that this thing is good, that it's good to be connected to Rabbanu Shalom, it's a pe'er, and it's toiv, it's the ultimate greatest thing that a person can get, and a person desires it, a person has a tiny from it, a person has a rutzen for it, that goes in as mechaber the person, and it creates this tshuka. When a person is able to go ahead and understand the balance, so to speak, of the Rabbanu Shalom's hanhaga, the hanhaga of tferes, which is a yichud of chesed and gevura, and a person understands that the Rabbanu Shalom is doing everything with a cheshbin. Hayudi makar shehu yizbarach emes. The Rabbanu Shalom is emes. Emes is connected to tferes. A person understands the Rabbanu Shalom is emes. V'ay yoyfi shalakol. And a person understands that the ultimate hanhaga, the way that Rabbanu Shalom is running the world, is the most beautiful way possible. V'ay shleimus v'pa'er. It's the ultimate beauty of the hanhaga of the world is the way that Rabbanu Shalom runs at the perfect, perfect balance between the world of chesed and gevura. Not too much chesed that overwhelms us. Not too much gevura that overwhelms us, but the perfect balance, when a person is able to recognize that and recognize Barak Hu Atoiva Tainigamiti, and the only Toiv and Tainigamiti is the Rabbanu Shalom, we kaich za Yudi Margish, Shuritzel Davak Ulishabra Bapaila Imashem is Barak. The Mela, when a person understands what Tferes is Mitzadan Hug of the Rabbanu Shalom, is a Yichud of the world of Chesed Gevurah, it's the perfect, beautiful balance, the ultimate splendor that takes place. They're able to go out and to see the Hug of the Rabbanu Shalom, everything's done in a proper Cheshma, with a proper way. Chesed and Gevurah balancing each other out, that a person is able to see the beauty of the Rabbanu Shalom's Anhaga, and that causes a person to say that's the most beautiful, beautiful Anhaga I've seen, and it causes a person to have a Ratzon and a Tam and a desire to go ahead and have dveikus to the Rabbanu Shalom. And Memelo, the koyach of dveikus, the avoid of dveikus, is a direct result of a person recognizing the tferes of the Rabbanu Shalom, the pride the Rabbanu Shalom takes in us, the pride we take, kaviyachal, in our relationship with the Rabbanu Shalom, the pride that we're able to see in the balance that the Rabbanu Shalom has within the running of the world, and that causes a person that goes ahead and gives a person the desire to go to be davak to Rabbanu Shalom. Memela, the koyach of dveikus, the avoid of dveikus, is a direct result of the pe'er of the Rabbanu Shalom. That's one way. Beis, and we're going to give three basic reasons, then we'll give a sikkum. And Mitzvah Shem, as I said, we'll go down to a little bit some of the ars in the bottom. Beis, gaman is b'ne nire. Shadveikus umamutza ben ahava liyira. Hainu shiyesh by gam ahava the gam yira. Kinin ahavu ratzan a nivra liyis mechubar v'kosh HaMashem Yisbarach. What is ahava? Ahava is the desire from our side to go ahead and be mechubar mekoshet Rabbanu Shalom. As we spoke about in the midah of chesed, which is built on the avoid of ahava, that's the desire that a person has to be dovak to Rabbanu Shalom. Yira is shiyira lazav es HaShem Yisbarach. That causes a person to say, I don't want to go ahead and forsake my relationship with the Rabbanu Shalom. And memelam yori melavar awotzani Yisbarach. I'm not afraid of the Gehenim that's going to take place. I'm afraid of Shemi Yivseka Kesha Nifla Zechas Vashalom. Maybe the bond that I have with the Rabbanu Shalom, the fact that I have a chelik alikami mal inside of me, maybe that's going to get severed in some way, even a tiny drop if I go out and do something that I shouldn't be doing. Vadvekas, a person feels ahava and a person feels yira. Vadvekas, Hushneim Yachad. Dveikus is the merge of those two feelings from our side. So again, Tferes means a yichir of chesed and gevura. Tferes means mitzera voida, the yichir of havas Hashem, the desire to go and be mekusher to Rabban Hashem, and the yira which says, if I'm mekusher to Rabban Hashem, and I recognize that all my actions want to go ahead and attach me to the Rabban Hashem more and more, then I also have the yira to say that I don't want to go ahead and to lose my avoida, my relationship with the Rabban Hashem. And memela, the yichud of that world of havan yira is what real dveikus looks like. That I'm going ahead and surme ra because I don't want to break the relationship. Ase toiv because I want to go ahead and strengthen the relationship. And memela, again, another reason why the world of tferes is connected with the world of dveikus, because the yichud of these two things coming together causes a person to feel that desire and to have that desire to go ahead and be dovek to the Rabban Hashem. Ki lekanin kol inyanei hargasha ahava yira dveikus kulmim tetzos haladas. All of them are byproducts of dash, akara, brura, v'chaya, living with the reality of the Metzias of Hashem is baruch, akara begadlusai, and akara of the gadlus of Hashem, ki mitoich zeh, neitzer chibur, b'leiv, elav is baruch, v'chibur, who are gashas, ahava, yira, dveikus. And memela, the chibur that a person has, which is ahava, yira, and dveikus, comes as a result of ahava and yira coming together, to then cause a person to say, I want to be davak to Rabban Hashem, to be davak to Rabban Hashem, through the ahava, through the yira, through the ratzon to attach to Rabban Hashem, and not chilila, to separate oneself from the Rabban Hashem. And memela, the yichud of all these three things together is the inyan dveikus. And as he continues and says, inyan ahava is the gasha ha'arachav ha'ratza shemelida gasha shaychus, that I have a shaychus and I want to be miskarev to Rabban Hashem. Yira means that I recognize the gasha of yira milafkaya b'kvaydeh. I don't want to go ahead and be pagim in the covet of the Rabban Hashem. I don't want to go ahead and separate in the Rabban Shalom, and I have a pachad milaver alotzen Yisrael Yisbarach because I don't want to separate. And dveikus is the agasha of the chibur b'peil. What does that mean? Lamaisa. That's the ratzon that I have to attach myself to Rabban Shalom. The yira is the ratzon that I have not to detach from the Rabban Shalom. What does it look like? It looks like dava. It looks like dveikus. I'm a davek shneim liyis echad, like glue, which goes ahead and attaches two things together. That the nefesh of the other is margishim chubur udvuka im or habari is barach im nizboin nire she etzem agash shachibru teitzo shalahava. If he goes and says, why do I feel davuk to Rabban Hashem? I feel davuk because I have a hava to the Rabban Hashem. I want to be makuriv to Rabban Hashem. And I have the yira, which makes me have the pachad, not to lose the chibur. And those two things cause the dveikus papayol. The yichud of that world of chesed and gevura causes the yichud b'payol, causes a tferes, and memel l'chazik b'chibur b'kol ha'kayichich. A memel tferes, which is the mamutza between chesed and gevura, comes out and presents itself as the world, the avoida of dveikus, because that is the yichud that takes place between the ahava and the yira, and the taitzah from both of them. So again, what we've seen, aleph, is that when a person is able to recognize the pe'er of the Rabban Shalom's anhaga that causes him to have a desire to be davak to the Rabban Shalom. And in terms of avoida, when a person has the ahava and the yira coming together, the ahava to be davak to the Rabban Shalom, the yira to not chalila go ahead and be separate from the Rabban Shalom, even for 1 second, the yichud of those things together, and the teitzah of those, the byproduct of those two things together, is a dveikus, which comes out as a direct result of me doing what's necessary to strengthen the relationship, and going out of the yira from breaking the relationship. Three, the third reason why tferes is connected to dveikus, oidei shizmane bezekin ahava b'derech espashtus. So l'chein ef shaloyev davar rachik u'mufshet. Person can go ahead and love something which is very, very far. Yira is derech shal tzimtzum. L'chein apachar v'yira hu rak memashu korov oishiyachal esgarev. Ahava is derech of espashtus. It spreads itself out and I can go ahead and love something even very, very far away, even a person that's not close to me at all. Yira means I'm afraid. I'm afraid of something going ahead and affecting my life. I could have a hava for somebody who lives on the other side of the world. I could have a hava for somebody who lived hundreds of years ago. Yira means I'm afraid of something. I'm afraid of those things that are in direct proximity, or I'm nervous that chalila, they're going to come in direct proximity of me. And therefore, l'chein ha'pachan v'yira is only that from that which is close, or I'm nervous is going to come close. Kirak medavar shekarav elav, yachal adam yargash pachad, a yiras harem is v'zbatos. I can only feel the pachad, or the yira, when something's close. Dveikus is a shilim of both of them. Kimisar echad is a tnua in the nefesh of the chibur. Ubizel kamaya hava, on the one hand, there's a tnua in the nefesh of chibur, of dveikus, of desire to go ahead and attach myself. And mitzad sheni, it's the pa'ula that comes from the dveikus, the hainu, which means ha'i pa'ula is dafka, but even shal's dafkus, the hainu, but even kar, but even chibuk. Ubizel domel yirish mitach matzav karev. And on the other hand, it only comes in a way of kiruv, in a way of being close, and emamela, it is, it's close, it's similar to the idea of yira. That is only when those things, only with something that is close to me, and emamela, a person feels an ahava, which ahava could be espashtus, but at the same time, a person feels the yira, which goes ahead and means that I have the yira saroimimus, I have this batlus of the Rabbanu Shalom, because there's a kiruv that a person feels to that kesher of the Rabbanu Shalom, which is close to him. And emamela, a person says, it's not just a hava of something that's far and distant, but it's a yira, which means the recognition of the fact that I have to have yira saroimimus, and his batlus and the pachad of the Rabbanu Shalom in the proper way, because the Rabbanu Shalom is karev elav, the Rabbanu Shalom is karev to a person, the yichad of those three things together causes dveikus. And dveikus is the shilav of ahava nira. Can be said atzma udaim lahava. On the one hand, it's daimet to ahava because it's kiruv, it's chibur, but mitzad sheni, it goes ahead, and dveikus goes ahead, it's daimet to yira because the agashas of the kirva, the dveikus leichas me yira, the dveikus, the connection, the closeness, that dveikus, that tferis takes for the place of yira. Ki yira hi akara, sheshem isbarach nimtzakan. Yira means, I recognize the Hashem's right here. V'rei b'maseinu, and he sees every action that I do. Sheze yoytzer es agashas yira sa oynish, this batlos and the yira sa reimimus. And mamela, dveikus is a shiluv of these two things together. It's a hargish of a hava, of chesed, together with the hargish of the mitzias of the Hashem is right here in front of me, which generally is a byproduct of the midah of yira. And therefore, the hergish of the kirva and the ahava, together with the hergish of the dveikus, the recognition that I need to, the Rabbanu Shalom is right here, and a person has that yira, the yichad of those two things together, causes the inyan of dveikus. And Mele just says, l'sikim, ikra inyana p'nimi shem lidis tferis dveikus. If I want to talk about what tferis is the kayach of dveikus, it was a meir ma'oid, Mash and Noida Mezora Kodesh Yesh Bechinis HaTorah, which is called the Midah of Teres, Kebe Emes. Limud HaTorah is the Koyach of Dveikus. The Ayod Yachal Adam Ledavik Bayis Baruch says the Baal Mechaber. This is why we find that the Zohar Kodesh says that the Koyach of Dveikus, the Koyach of Teres, I'm sorry, is connected to the Inyan of Torah. We know Yaakov Avinu is connected to the Inyan of Torah because Dveikus comes as a byproduct of Torah. When a person learns Torah, as we just went through the Heilige Yontif of Shavuos, we know that when a person learns Torah, he's davak mamash to the Rabbanu Shalom, as Baal Tanya says in Perek Dalet and Perek Hei in Tanya, the Dveikus is the highest level of Dveikus that a person is able to get is through the medium of Torah. And Memelo, when a person goes ahead and learns Torah, is going ahead and be davak to the Rabbanu Shalom. Memelo, Dveikus is connected to the Indian of Tferes. So again, what we've seen so far is that Tferes is the Indian of a Pe'er, which is the Yichad of Chesed and Gvura, and the Avoidim, Itzat Os, is obviously to live the healthy, proper, balanced way, in a way that we have Chesed and Gvura coming together, and the Pnimius Avoida of the world of Tferes, which one would think naturally if one just heard the word Tferes, but as we've just spent the past few minutes explaining, is the Avoida of Dveikus, and Dveikus is connected to Tferes in one of three ways, either because it's the ability to be able to have the desire to have the Kesher to Rabbanu Shalom because of the fact that a person is able to see the Pe'er, the Tferes that takes place, or because a person goes ahead and a person goes out and makes this yichad between Ahava and Yira, between the desire to go out and between coming close to the Rabbanu Shalom and Yira, to go, not go ahead and not to lose the relationship with the Rabbanu Shalom, the byproduct of those two is Dveikus. Or the third way, the more pneumistic way, is the recognition that Ahava is generally the desire to come close, but Yira means that it's right there in front of me. Yira means the recognition that what I'm afraid of is right there. It's karev to me. I'm in the middle when a person is able to put the Ahava, which is a spacious, which is a desire to go ahead and to create a chibur together with Yira, which means that it's right here. The Rabbanu Shalom is neichach pnei Hashem, that a person is able to go ahead and create the inyan of dveikus. I just want to speak out maybe one or two of the small ha'aris, of the longer ha'aris in the bottom, that I think are worthwhile to go ahead and to speak out. Mitzvah Hashem, then we'll stop the shir, and Mitzvah Hashem will continue next time with Netzach HaYisayid, which is the next part of this thing. So just on the bottom, he explains, when it comes to Dveikus, and this is a very important thing, and again, he has a whole sefer, a whole kuntris, the Baal B'yam Darkech has a whole kuntris just on Dveikus, and Kedai to see the yichad of the Inyan of Dveikus, Pli Pnimius, Pli Kabbalah, a beautiful, beautiful kuntris. But here again, we're just getting just a tiny, Mamash Atipim and Ayam, to discuss Dveikus, and I think this Ha'ara is something which is very, very important to see, because people often go ahead and have a certain image of what Dveikus means, and he's explained to us that maybe it's not exactly what we think. So he says over here in the bottom in Ois Vav, in Darkei Avodah, Dveikus or Agasha, Shudim Margash Be'es, Shemezamen Nirgama Oyer, or Be'es Lima Torah Karoi. When a person learns properly, sings a nigan, a person feels a hergish of Dveikus to Rabban Shem. The Eina Dovar Shaykh Rakla Tzadikim, one shouldn't think that Dveikus is some lofty madrega, that's only Shaykh to Tzadikim, El Kol Echid Yachel Esragel. A person can go ahead and get himself used to the Fima Dragasai, Liftoyach. To go out and to open inside of himself the feelings of Dveikus, to go out and to feel a direct connection to Rabban Shem. And here's where he says the important thing, which I think is worthwhile to go ahead and to remind ourselves of constantly. Amnam, afshe ikra dveikus. Even though the ikra of dveikus is when it comes with a hergish of the aron tainig, a person feels that feeling of aron tainig. Dveikus einoi rak hargoshes hadveikus betainig. Dveikus doesn't just mean the feeling of being dovak, and that's why people say, I don't feel dovak. It doesn't mean just a feeling of being dovak. Eli etzim achibur vadivak shalo adam Hashem Yisbarach. It's the etzim of the chibur and the divak that a person has with their Ribono Shel Olam. V'chol b'chinas habayir chibur im habayir nikna nikra b'shem kol didvekas. A person sitting and a person's learning. A person says, I don't feel dovak. If you're learning and you recognize the Ribono Shel Olam's in charge, you recognize the Ribono Shel Olam's in the Torah, whether you feel that hergish of dvekas or not, it's mitzias. The reality is happening at that moment. You are being dovak to Ribono Shel Olam. Ubemis loy tamer amid loy tamer ha'adam zeichel hargish tainig dvekas. You're not always going to feel that tainig of dvekas. Ela ikra avaydu lias machaber m'shem isbarach. The ikra avayd is to be dovak to Hashem. Whether you feel it or not, that's a gift from the Ribono Shel Olam. We would like to feel it. We'd like to go ahead, and that's the ultimate desire, to go ahead and to feel the dvekas. But whether we feel it or not, dvekas is a mitzias, it's a reality. Whether a person knows it or not, whether a person knows that they're breathing in oxygen or not, it's a mitzias, it's a reality. Dvekas is a mitzias. And a person needs to go ahead and the avodah has to be mechubar to the Ribono Shel Olam. Lachis es mitzvusa, and to live with that reality. Lachis es chayim itoy, to live his life with the Ribono Shel Olam, with the sheiches to Ribono Shel Olam, ukeshezoiche. Gam yargish es aor v'tainig shebezeh, he'll be able to feel the aor and the tainig in that. V'zeh ikra avayda Yehudi, this is the ikra avayda of every yid. Lagia lakach sheba korba mitzias Hashem Yisbarach, v'shua kol v'enod mavadoi, to yekol kachaya etzlai, to make that alive by him, until that starts to become his nature. Zeh ikra amunah v'zeh nekuda pnimius. This is the real central point of why a person went ahead and a person came to Ribono Shel Olam. This is not some lofty madrega, like he said. Eli mitzvah gemura meida eraisa. It's a mitzvah gemura, as Mesil Sisharm writes in Perik Yates. Dveikus, who's a reina b'toira, pa'amim rabbis. Dveikus, the Torah talks about many, many times. Lahavas Hashem alekeichem uledovkoi, uboisi dovak, uboisi dveikun, udovko nafshi acharecha. Again and again, the Torah goes ahead, David Melch, tens and tens of times throughout the Tehillim, talks about this idea. The inin kol elo psukim echad, says the Mesil Sisharm, all of these are telling us one thing. Dveika she'adam is davak bo yizbarach, she'en yachal lefareid, ulozaz mimeno, I can't separate myself from the Ribono Shel Olam. Mitzvah zu, she'ledavka bayu mitzvah asherashis, it's a central mitzvah, koyach kol ha'mitzvahs, in pa'ulas nagalas elakus, ulashbiya ba'adam, aval ha'en mechutz ladam. All the mitzvahs go ahead, and the mashpia on the person, but that's outside of the person. Mashpia mei bachutz, there's something that's taking place externally, which is then a mashpia on the person. Dveikus is the etzem achayim. It's the essence of life. V'imashe ata atzmecha. A mitzvah amuka b'yoyser shekavayis mi'ata, goes ahead and it defines who you are. Dveikus is a adam atzmai, l'chein hi achayim, hi ikr, it is life, and it is the ikr thing. And mamela, dveikus is the crucial central nekuda of all of our avodas. And a person needs to recognize that this is what dveikus is. And mamela, whether a person feels it or doesn't feel it, the reality is that a person goes out and thinks about it, a person's chayshiv on the Ribono Shel Olam and tries to go out and to live that way. And mamela, a person's able to go ahead and be dovak to Ribono Shel Olam. And as he writes, the mitzias of everything in the world, everything it just desires to get back to its original source. Klal Yisrael's original source, kaviyachal, is the Ribono Shel Olam. And mamela, we're not just going ahead and just trying to be dovak to something which is outside of us. Rather, we're going ahead and we're trying to be dovak back to our ikar source. The neshama is mislav tam, it is lashon li dovak b'sharash lamala to the Ribono Shel Olam, it's makar hakol. And memela, in order to go ahead and to live that way, a person needs to go ahead and to focus on this inyan, to focus on the inyan of dveikus, this inyan of being dovak to Ribono Shel Olam, to go ahead and attach oneself to the Ribono Shel Olam. Memela, this is their ikar avoda. Again, it's not a hergish, it's a mitzias. Generally, when a person does it in the proper way, a person is able to have moments of regeishim. And again, ayin in that contrast where he's mayrach on this inyan a lot. But that is the ikar of dveikus. And as he said, it's something which is very, very central to a person's avodas Hashem. Just to speak out as a way of shleimus, because we've spoken this out, but all the other medias as well, the sur meira of Tferes, he writes in the bottom, is to be mezgaber on the inyan of gaiva. As we spoke out, the inyan of gaiva is that a person goes ahead and puts himself on a pedestal, and he goes ahead and he says, no, it's only person recognizes that I have milas, and he thinks that the milas that he has is kuchiv oitzem yadi. Real, the way to be able to go ahead and to break that is a person needs to go ahead and right away to be mezgaber miyara ala gaiva, don't give it any space, and then right away utilize this kaya. A person feels pa'er. Person feels pride, to go out and to channel that pride that a person feels towards the Ribono Shel Olam, to be machnes, to dveikus to Ribono Shel Olam, and think how the Ribono Shel Olam is with me constantly, and to go out and to feel a tremendous amount of pleasure in the fact that a person is davak to Rabbanu Shlolem, and Mela a person is able to be mevatel the gaiva and recognizes that the Rabbanu Shlolem is kaviyochel right here. The Rambam says about a person is about gaiva in an evil who cannot go ahead and live in the same world. And Mela, if a person recognizes that gaiva and dveikus are two polar opposites, you either have gaiva or you have dveikus. The more gaiva there is, the less dveikus. The more dveikus, the less gaiva. Those two things go and are on the opposite sides of the spectrum. The more a person realizes that, the more a person, then when a person struggles with the Indian of gaiva, person right away goes away from the place of gaiva and channels the koyach of gaiva to be davak to Rabbanu Shlom, because the more a person realizes the Rabbanu Shlom is here, iti, the Rabbanu Shlom is mamash right here, then a person is able to go ahead and get rid of the pe'er, which is a negative pe'er, and to be able to go ahead and to think of dveikus to Rabbanu Shlom, to go ahead and to be ma'ir himself, to be davak to the Rabbanu Shlom. The Mela, when a person wants to go ahead and break the meat of gaiva, this is the kayach. And just as the final shlemus, just because we've spoken this out with the other shlemus as well, it's important to know that the shame, which is connected to the meat of tferis, is the name of Havaya, Yudke Vavke, the nikud of Achaylam. Again, this is, as he says, a person wants to go ahead and a person struggling with gaiva, a person wants to go and be davak, it's kedai to go into Mimis Bainin and Shvisi Havaya to think the name of Havaya Yudke Vavke with the nikud of Achaylam, and that allows a person to go ahead and attach himself to the kayach of tferis. So again, this is what we've spoken about, the kayach of tferis. The Koyach of Tveris is the balance between Chesed and Gvura. It presents itself. It's the way in terms of Avodah, what it means. It means the Indian of Dveikus to Rabbanu Shlolem. Why they're connected. We said three ways why they're connected. And this is our Ikra Avodah to go ahead and be Dveikus to Rabbanu Shlolem. And Ritz Shem will continue next week with Netzach, Ahid, and Yisayid.